You are now listening to The Social Scene with your host, Jay-Z. Get seen today and contact us at www.jzsocialenterprises.com. Today the show is brought to you by ConnectPay.com. Welcome back to The Social Scene with Jay-Z at Jay-Z Social Enterprises. Today I'm so excited to have such a fabulous guest on the line, Scott Rotondo, who is the controller at Tivoli Audio and a radio host on The Rotondo Show on 990WBOB.com. Hi, Scott. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Jackie. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be on your show.
Of course. And as I was saying earlier, you're for once not the host. So it's so exciting to have you as a guest.
Yeah, it's really kind of cool to be on this side of the line for a change.
I know. It's very cool. Well, you deserve it. So I'm so happy to showcase you. So let's talk a little bit about your background. Now, for people who aren't familiar with Tivoli Audio, can you tell us what that is?
Sure. Tivoli Audio, we sell high-end table radios, like alarm radios, CD players, this sort of thing. So not the stuff that you'd have in your car, but stuff that you'd have around your house. And what we hang our hat on is just they're aesthetically pleasing. They're really big sellers in Europe where, folks in Europe, I find my customers there will pay a lot more money for a radio that looks like it kind of goes with the furniture and everything. So, it's high quality. They're really easy to use and they look great. We've been around for about 15 years. We sell our products worldwide. Sell some through dealers in the United States, but your best bet to get a good deal on one of our radios is our website. It's tivoliaudio.com, and you'll find a lot of good deals there. We have a couple of really good products that are coming up late spring, early summer that are just going to be fantastic.
Awesome. Now, as a controller, what's your day-to-day duties? Can you tell us what that's about?
Yeah. As the controller, I pretty much run the financial operations of the company. So I present the financial statements and make sure those get done on time. And I present those to the board of directors and the steering committee, the ownership of the company. And I have to be prepared for pretty much any sort of questions that they might come up with. For instance, what product is selling well, what's not selling. Where can we maybe save a few dollars? Where's some opportunities we might have? I also get involved in logistics. Our products are made in China, so I'm involved in the process from when they're made at the factories through our logistics manager, through to just getting those shipped over to the U.S. The costs involved with that, and getting it to Europe as well. So pretty much from soup to nuts for the product cycle, I'm involved in that. And, I also have to have a good bead on how much money we owe our suppliers, when it's due, when we expect the money to come in, when the payroll is going to come out, this sort of stuff.
Right. Now, how did you fall into the world of radio?
Well, I fell into that, actually. It was kind of an offshoot of my political career. I was pretty involved in local politics for a while, and I actually ran for office locally in Rhode Island. And I had a lot of fun. It was really cool. It got me to develop, I don't know what you'd call it, just knocking on people's doors and just talking to strangers, giving yourself that kind of self-confidence, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So after the campaign ended and I didn't win, I still had some media contacts. And through a friend of a friend, I was asked to appear on a radio show at 990WBOB.com just as a one-off. And we had such a great time, the host and I. We really connected that he just asked me to come back occasionally as a co-host or, just to do a five-minute segment on local politics. And at a point, it just reached almost a crescendo where they said, we really have good optics when you come on. Would you consider doing your own show? And so I kind of let the politics career fall by the wayside and transitioned over into radio and really haven't looked back.
That's so awesome. See how things happen when they're so meant to be. That's great.
Exactly.
Yeah. So tell us about your show, The Rotondo. That's how you pronounce it, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. And the Rotondo went live in December of 2014 on 990WBOB.com. And it's predominantly politics and current events. I do a segment near the end of every hour with just, funny news stories around the world. just to kind of lighten it up a little bit. And it's not all politics, though, and it's not all current events. I do like to showcase young entrepreneurs, you know, such as yourself. I like to, you know, give folks that are up and coming and really, you know, producing good stuff an opportunity to kind of showcase themselves.
Yeah, that was so awesome. Yeah, I was very honored about that. Thank you for having me on. That was fun.
Oh, you're welcome. That was a great segment, too. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Yeah. So tell us, you know, so how did you come up with the name of your show? I mean, obviously, it's very similar to your last name, but.
Yeah. And it's a little bit of a play on my last name. My last name is pronounced Rotondo, but people pronounce it Rotundo sometimes. It's just a thing. So it was a little bit of a play on that. And also, you know, as I live in Rhode Island, the state house, there's a room inside the Rhode Island State House called the Rotunda. So it just seemed like a natural fit.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's very catchy. It's different.
Oh yeah. It was kind of a stroke of genius to come up with it, which obviously means I'm not the guy that came up with it.
Right. You're funny. So how often is your show on so our listeners can tune in? Tell us a little bit about when it's on and all those details.
Yeah. It's on every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can listen to it online. It's at www.990wbob.com. And if you do miss the show, we do podcasts that are up every week. So you can catch up on, you know, on prior episodes. One of my most listened to episodes actually is I developed a rapport with Jim Armstrong, who used to work at WBZ up here in Boston. And he actually called in a couple of times during the Boston Bombers trial, which, you know, really generated a lot of hits to the website.
That's awesome. That's very, very cool.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, aside from your radio business, you are also a TV panelist, which is really cool. So let's talk a little bit about that. How did that come about? And tell us, you know, where you're doing that.
Sure. Yeah, that came about also as an offshoot of my political career. After my campaign ended for council, I was asked to lead, a local political group in my city of Pawtucket, Rhode Island, and gain some notoriety through that. I kind of ascribed to Zig Ziglar's philosophy of advertise your business. So what I would do is in our local newspapers, whenever we were meeting, I'd make sure there was a press release out. If something happened in the city, we'd talk about that. And it caught the eye of a gentleman by the name of Anthony Walsh, who's been doing a show in Rhode Island on public access TV called Anthony Walsh and Company. He's been doing it for about almost 20 years now. And he asked me to come in and just talk a little bit about my background. And it was another thing that went really well. You know, we filmed on one Wednesday, and the week afterwards, he sent me a letter asking if I'd consider being, you know, a permanent member of the panel, which I of course jumped at. And it's kind of wild, you know. I never really, you know, you'd hear people talk about, well, you know, they're on TV and they say, you know, the camera adds a couple of pounds, or, you know, you see people perspiring a little bit, like the lights are really on you, you know.
Right.
I didn't really understand it until I started doing it. I'm like, wow, all this stuff is true. But it's just really a wild ride. And again, that's, you know, local events, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that sounds like it is. So tell us a little bit about what the show is about, though. So what do you panel about?
Sure. Well, it's local issues. It is predominantly politically inclined. You know, we have some local mayors come on. We've had folks come on that are that were running for governor. And we also, I don't know if the listeners here in the Boston area are familiar with it, but in Rhode Island and in my town of Pawtucket, we came very close to losing our minor league baseball team over the summer. They were talking about moving it to another city. So we had folks that were involved with that come on the show, and we really got to, you know, kind of dig into that issue. And ultimately, they, you know, the Pawtucket Red Sox wound up staying where they were, which was, you know, which is fantastic. But we, you know, we were able to kind of get them some more notoriety, which was cool.
That is awesome. That's a rewarding thing that you did. That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's good to keep them local.
Yeah, definitely. So I would like to know, Scott, I'm sure our audience would too, outside of, you know, when you're working and your radio stuff, even though that's all really fun anyway, but what do you like to do in your free time?
Well, my free time, I am involved with a charity in Rhode Island called the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick. You know, it's just a local charity. We, you know, do fundraisers every year. We try to help folks in the community. We have a coat drive in the winter. You know, we do donations of turkeys and Thanksgiving dinners around, you know, in November. So I'm involved with that. I'm also a 32nd degree Freemason. So I participate in lodge meetings every month. And it's again, it's another charitable organization. And through the Freemasons, you get to meet a bunch of different people. We, you know, we'll do some anonymous help for people who may need heating assistance and things like this. And also, I like family time with, you know, with my family in Pawtucket. I've got two daughters and a wife, so we spend a lot of time together, too.
That's so nice. That's so great. I'm all about giving back, you know. Everything always pays itself forward. It's so nice to help other people. That's so great. So you are originally from Rhode Island, right?
Correct. Yep. I grew up in the town of Cranston, which is just about in the middle of the state, as small as it is.
Uh-huh.
And I now live in Pawtucket, which just borders Massachusetts.
Right, because you work in Massachusetts, right?
Correct.
Like, yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. Awesome. So who is somebody you really admire, like, in the industry that you're in? I mean, in radio. Who's somebody that really inspired you to pursue it more fully?
Well, you know, I'd hate to sound cliche, but I would really have to say my teammates at WBOB, because they've really built up this radio station from scratch, if you will, into a media powerhouse in Providence. And the thing about it, Jackie, is it's all volunteer work. You know, it's really one thing to build up a brand, for instance, up here at Tivoli, when I'm being well compensated for it. It's another thing when you're not getting paid at all and you're just doing it for the love of the craft.
Right, exactly. So true. Yeah. Very cool. So what are some things you see for yourself over the next 5 years in your career? What are some goals you have?
Well, you know, I want to keep moving forward here at Tivoli, just help the company, you know, become more profitable and grow it. Because especially with all the stuff that I'm involved with here, I kind of have my fingers in a lot of the pies, if you will.
Right.
So it's kind of cool to hang your hat on that and say, well, you know, this, you know, I came on at this small business and here's all the changes that I affected. And here's how I didn't just, you know, present numbers on a piece of paper. I pointed out areas where we could grow our sales and, you know, get better distribution and hire more people. So, you know, I see moving forward in that and, you know, just, you know, making new friends and enjoying the family time.
Absolutely. Well, Scott, it's been such a pleasure to have you. Please tell us where everybody can follow you on social media and tell us again where they could tune into the show.
Sure, absolutely. So my show is The Rotunda. It's on every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. on 990wbob.com. You can find me on Facebook. It's just Scott Rotondo, and the last name is R-O-T-O-N-D-O. And I'm also on Twitter at Scott Rotondo. If you want to send me an email, I'm going to be real original here. It's Scott Rotondo, S-C-O-T-T. R-O-T-O-N-D-O at yahoo.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, Scott. It was such a pleasure to have you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much.
Of course. And everybody, definitely check out The Rotunda. You can't miss it on Monday nights. And get in touch with Scott. He's awesome. So thank you for tuning into The Social Scene. And stay tuned until next time. Today, the show is brought to you by Get Seen Magazine. Be sure to check out our latest issue on www.jzsocialenterprises.com. Don't forget, The Social Scene is where you can get seen today by thousands between blogger placements, special events, radio features, magazine features, and more. Contact us today at jzsocialenterprises@gmail.com.